Just before we get to Dr. Barry Dworkin for Health Headlines on CFRA, Carla, good morning.
I just wanted to say that I don't think that it should be mandatory. I've had the flu shot, I think, 3 times in my 41 years, and those were the worst 3 seasons I've ever had. I got everything, and I just seemed to be sick the whole time. So I don't think it should be mandatory.
All right. And Barry, that is one of the issues that we're always dealing with regard to the flu shot, is people treat themselves as a sample size of one and draw conclusions about whether or not it's effective, whether it gives you the flu. And for that reason, we see these numbers that show that not a lot of people are getting the flu shot.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's exactly right, Mark. I mean, she may have had 3 shots and her memory tells her that she's had the 3 worst seasons. However, that doesn't mean anything. There's no evidence that the flu shot gives you a worse season. There's nothing in it to make you sick. It just doesn't work that way. So if they think that they got worse, I'd like them to propose a mechanism of why they think they got worse, because there's nothing in it, per se, to do anything to you. But the broader picture, Mark, is we are witnessing what this does. And this is what the flu does. This is the flu virus does. It's unpredictable. And we take the vaccine just like we do other things to prevent the potential for harm. And in this case, as I mentioned, the example that I use with people is that we wear seatbelts all the time and we don't expect ourselves to get into car accidents. And the risk of being in a car accident is but 1 in 40,000. So we take that risk seriously, even though it's quite low. But the fact that, you know, for the individual who doesn't want a flu shot, okay, that may be your choice. But for people who are in the healthcare field, for people that are in direct contact, whose responsibility is to maintain and preserve life and to prevent illness and to treat people, for them to then be vectors, that is, people who can potentially spread the disease because they choose not to have a flu shot, I'm sorry, they shouldn't have that particular option. You either have a job that you are taking care of people, and then your responsibility in that job is to make sure you don't make other people sick, just like you have to have hepatitis B shots, just like you have to make sure you don't have tuberculosis and be tested every year. There are obligations within your healthcare field that you have to do to keep your job. And if you're unwilling to do that, you shouldn't be treating people.
And people have to think of this in terms of not just their own health, but also the fact that they could become a carrier and infect other people at work, people they love, people they care about, people who might be more vulnerable than them.
That's right. And that's the other factor with regards to diseases such as this. This is what we would call an exponential disease. That is, you start with 1, you go to 2, then 4, then 16, then 32, then 64. It doubles very quickly and it spreads. And if you consider yourself being the only person or the one person that, it's my personal choice and I don't want to do it, you have to consider that you're going to be the link in the chain that could potentially lead to many other people getting sick. So it's not just a matter of getting an illness that only affects you. It's an illness that affects everybody, and it has consequences.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.
Dr. Barry Dworkin with Health Headlines on CFRA.